Hello everyone, my name is Kate Decker and I am obsessed with exposing the truth of what happens when we ditch the autopilot, take our power back, and become the creators of our destiny. And I'm here to remind you that no matter who you are, where you come from, or what you've been through, you deserve to live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the Create Your Best Life Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so freaking excited to be here. And today I'm not here alone. I have a very special guest, Jessica Riley, and I just cannot wait for you guys, for you to meet her. So just in case you don't know who Jessica is at all, Jessica is a business coach and a breathwork guide who works with coaches and healers who are ready to elevate their energy and step into their heart-led leadership and maximize results in their life and business. She's also a founder of Om Breathwork, and it is her mission to create a ripple effect of healing and transformation by reintroducing people to the power of their own breath. Welcome, Jessica. I'm so happy to have you.
Hello, thank you so much for that lovely introduction. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh my gosh, when we started chatting and you said that you do breath work, I was like, oh my God, yes, 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 yes. Because breath work is literally one of the tools that is like one of my favorite tools. It's honestly one of my favorite tools because it has helped me to shift so many blocks and so many like things that I didn't even know that were stopping me. And I know that today we're going to be talking about like how to use breath work to cultivate unstoppable confidence, but like I just feel like the breath work can really help us move mountains. So I'm jazzed to talk about this.
Yeah, it is such an awesome tool. I've been using breath work really intentionally for like the last 3 years, and just the energetic shifts and the confidence that I have created inside myself has been enough to lead me down the path to becoming certified as a facilitator, because I think that everyone needs to know about it.
I agree. So can you actually tell us like how did you come across breathwork and maybe what is your story with it? Like how did it happen?
Yeah. So for me, I have always struggled with anxiety in my life. I was actually put on anxiety medication when I was 13. And so my experience with anxiety, I would have really bad panic attacks. I would have anxiety attacks. And I didn't have a lot of self-confidence. So through therapy, you know, my parents, they introduced me to something called down-regulating breathwork. And the down-regulating breathwork really taps into the parasympathetic side of the nervous system, which is our rest and digest. It's where we're very calm. It's where we have like lots of peace. And so I was practicing with that and I noticed a big shift in my energy there. And then it wasn't until about about 2 years ago that I had my first experience with the up-regulating breathwork, which actually taps into the sympathetic, so that you can get really deep into the subconscious mind and heal things on a subconscious level, on a body level, so that you can get to the root and literally remove it from your body. And so after a couple of months of practicing this upregulating breath work, I was able to come off of my anxiety medication, and I was on that for 14 years. I've tried coming off of it before like 6 or 7 times with no luck. And the only difference was breath work and really working with my breath to bring balance back inside my body and into my nervous system. And so when I came off of the anxiety medication, I felt like I was feeling everything for the first time. I no longer had confidence that I had. I had really bad social anxiety. I basically just didn't know who I was, didn't know how to show up. And I was feeling everything for the first time. So breathwork really allowed me to kind of quiet everything so that I could look at the root cause of like, okay, why am I feeling like this now? And after, yeah, like three, four months of practicing it, I am completely back to normal. I feel I still have anxiety, but it's a part of life. Like everyone is going to experience anxiety and stress throughout their life, but now I know, and I have the tools that allows me to manage it a lot better.
Oh my gosh, that's such an incredible story. And it's just so wild to me how something that is seemingly so simple, like our breath, can help us create a completely different life in a very short period of time. And also two, can be so freaking overlooked. Like we literally like don't even think about it, right? And the, not even in breath work sense, like even in the general, like take a breath during the day. Sense. Like a lot of us, we forget to breathe. We breathe really shallow. We, you know, I remember, so I actually played the trumpet for about 8 years. And so thanks goodness for that, because I had to breathe into my belly. So it was something that, you know, I would sort of have in the back of my mind, but like I didn't really get it. And I felt my teacher was so freaking annoying by telling me always to breathe into my belly. I'm like, hey, you know. But like we forget that. So for someone who doesn't maybe know what really breath work is and how does it look like, could you tell us a little bit more? What is breath work and how does it look like?
Yeah. So the parasympathetic breath work is exactly that, breathing into your belly and nasal breathing. And the best way to kind of describe it is if you think of a baby, right? And you watch them breathe when they're sleeping, they're breathing in through their nose and into their belly. And then what happens? So that's the parasympathetic, the rest and digest. That's how people should breathe. And so what happens when, you know, they start to cry or when you start to feel really anxious is you start breathing in and out through your mouth and into the chest. Right. And so breath work allows us to tap back and forth in between whatever nervous system whatever style of nervous system that we need to go in order to figure out or fix whatever we're going through, if that makes sense. So the parasympathetic is really deep inhales, and it really just brings back balance when you're having anxiety attacks, when you're having high stress. The upregulating breathwork, how this happens and why this is so powerful, it's my favorite type of breathwork to lead, is because when we breathe in a certain way, specifically in through our mouth and into the chest, we tap into that sympathetic nervous system. And the way that this happens is we're essentially like making ourselves hyperventilate a little bit so that we can access that subconscious mind. So when we're breathing in this way, we are temporarily shutting off the blood flow to the prefrontal cortex. And because of this, we shut down that thinking mind. We shut down that ego mind in order to get to the subconscious mind, which is where all of our core beliefs are, all of our earliest memories are stored, all of everything that has happened to us is stored in that. And so it's really good for going into the root cause of things, because we're essentially moving over our conscious mind. We cannot heal things, and we cannot get to the subconscious by going through the conscious mind, by thinking about it. We need to get into that body level in order to actually access it. And so once we access it, we're able to literally see and remember things that have happened to us that we might not even know that it's stored in our subconscious mind or in our memories. There's been lots of breathwork breakthroughs where people say that they remember something that has happened to them when they were like 1 or 2 years old that they healed through. And then once you heal through that, it's like, it's no longer a part of you. It's no longer stuck. So the trigger that maybe once triggered you before is no longer triggering. And I think that plays hand in hand with confidence as well, because we go through things when we're so little, right? Our subconscious brain is from the ages of 0 to 7. That's when it's created. And so say something happened to you when you were 5 and you got a haircut, and then your friends made fun of that haircut, that damages your self-image, that damages your confidence. And so now, you know, we're 29, we're 30, we're 31, we get a haircut and we're not feeling as confident because we have that trigger or that fear that someone's going to say something about it. So breath work really allows us to heal that bruise that happened in that time frame so that we can move forward with more confidence and more love for ourselves.
Oh, I love that. And I 100% agree with that. And one of the things that I love about breathwork is that we don't need to dig deep and try to figure out like what's wrong or where it would happen. And like, that's like one of my pet peeves, I feel like, in the self-help industry, overall, a lot of times we were encouraged to like go back and dig deeper. And I'm like, I seriously don't remember what could be stopping me. And when I was in Bali, I did a lot of breathworks circles there. And in one of them, I just like remember we were like doing the deep breath work. And then like the insane thoughts started coming up, like, you are such a disappointment. Like, you are such a piece of shit. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, where is that coming from? And like, obviously I cried and like, I like released all of these emotions. And then I would say like, I quote unquote woke up from that breath work, right? Like, I mean, I was conscious and all that, but it's like, someone said the breath work is like going on a trip, but without the drugs. And I'm like, 100%, that's how it is. 100%. And I got out of that, right? And like, I got out of that state and I felt like so relaxed. And that part, like, didn't even, like, I didn't feel anything anymore about that. I was just so surprised and so shocked that that's what came up, that that's what was like holding me back. That's what needed to be healed. But like, it just felt so good to get out of that and feel so whole and complete. And like, I had no freaking idea that anything like that was somewhere in me.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of breathwork, is that the breath holds all of the answers. The breath allows you to journey into the deepest parts of yourself in order to bring out the feelings, right? Because it's not just a lack of confidence. It's way beyond that. Like, you know that you'd have confidence, or you know that you don't have confidence, but what you don't know is why. Right. And so when we, exactly what you said, like, we're always pushed to, okay, we'll figure it out. Like, where does this come from? You're like, I don't know where this comes from. So breathwork allows us to actually journey into that part of ourselves that has all of those answers, so that we can come up with a reason, and then we can heal that reason on a body level. And it's really interesting that you say that, you know, it's like going on a trip without the drugs, because it seriously is. Like, there's this saying in breathwork, in the breathwork world, like, you get high on your own supply, right? And it's like, usually in the like whatever drug world, it's like, don't get high on your own supply. But that's what breathwork is. It's like, you get into this altered state because of the way that you're breathing, and because you're, you know, decreasing the oxygen and the CO2 in your body, you get into this altered state, which then allows that conscious mind to just completely shut off. Right? The ego mind saying, you're not good enough, you're not capable enough, you're not worthy enough. And it goes deeper and back without you really having to do much of the work other than to just breathe.
Yes, 100%. And I do want to add in, just in case someone's like, now, oh my gosh, I don't want to like get high on breath work. The beautiful thing is that, like, unlike drugs, you're actually fully in control, and you can always just slow down your breathing and like, be like, you're still there. There's nothing out of control. It's just you let the breath work take over for the healing, but like, you're still there. So just 100%. In case someone was like freaking out right now.
Yeah, 100%. It's definitely a different feeling. And it is like you said, your journey, and you get to decide how deep into that journey you go. You can have a very relaxing breathwork session, or you can choose to go really deep and get a lot of the answers that you need, but it is your journey and you get to decide that.
Mm-hmm. 100%. So if someone wanted to kind of get started and they're like, okay, I really am not very confident, I feel like I've been digging deep and working through some limiting beliefs and doing everything that I can consciously, how do they start? What would you recommend them to start with?
Mm-hmm. I love this question. So confidence is a muscle, right? Confidence is a muscle. And we, like I said before, we don't just have a lack of confidence. It's usually something underlying, right? And so my advice to you is to think about, like, when you are thinking about this lack of confidence, where are you feeling it? Is it in your chest? Is it in your stomach, right? Is it in your mind? Like, where are you feeling it? Where are you feeling this heaviness? And then just see if you can remember a time where you felt that heaviness before, and kind of go back, because it's not a lack of confidence. It's maybe a fear of visibility or a fear of being judged. Okay. And then we're going to go back a little bit more and say, okay, when did I feel that in the first time? Like, when was I embarrassed online, or when did somebody say something about me that felt like judgmental? And then how we use the breath is we go a little bit deeper, because what happens is when we go back to that, sometimes that's as far as we can go back. We can say, okay, well, last year, you know, I showed up online, I did a live and nobody showed up. And I made that mean something about me, that I'm not good enough, or that, you know, nobody values what I have to say. And now next time I show up, I have no confidence. But when can you remember a feeling that happened before when you were younger, right? And so breathwork allows you to go into that. So just really getting quiet and listening to yourself. And the easiest way to do that, like, yes, you can sit in meditation, but meditation doesn't allow for that temporal shut off of the prefrontal cortex, which is the thinking mind, the mind chatter, the ego mind. And so breathwork allows for that shut off so that you can actually journey into that deeper part of yourself. Does that make sense?
It does. And I would 100% recommend breathwork to anyone who struggles with meditation, because they just literally cannot sit still, because this gives you, like, it occupies your mind and it gives you something to, like, focus on, but not really focus on.
Yeah, right. And I think the way that we go about bringing in more confidence into our life is not trying to overpower, you know, the negative thoughts with the positive thoughts, but again, by sitting still and listening. The louder we are with our thoughts, the louder our egos get, because they need to be heard. And so when we can sit and quiet that ego mind through breath work, we're able now to listen to the whispers and listen to the nudges and the answers, and really start to walk that path of, what does this actually mean for me? Right. And so the more that we unravel what's going on inside of us beyond not feeling confident, the quieter our ego mind will get. And then the more likely we're able to show up in a really confident way, like, in another time.
Yes, 100%. And so if someone wanted to start with breath work, how often would you recommend to do breath work and to go into those, like, deeper states?
Yeah, so into the deeper states, it's like once a week, because you want to allow time for integration in between. A lot can happen during breath work. We're moving a lot of energy. We're creating space in our body so that we can feel these things. And we're bringing up a lot of memories, a lot of past events that have happened. So doing it once a week to start would be a great starting point. And then having, like, the rest of your week. So I usually do mine on Thursdays. Actually, I'm doing one tonight. And I always do that because then I have Friday, Saturday, Sunday to just fully integrate and be with myself. In case something really traumatic comes up, then I can sit with that and I can journal through it and really give myself that spaciousness. Because what happens is, if we do breath work and we have a really deep experience and we heal through a lot of things, but then we don't give ourselves that time to actually process and integrate, it's going to stay stuck in inside of our body. And then it's going to be something else that we need to come up with and heal through. So long story short, once a week for the upregulating breathwork. But then the downregulating breathwork, that one is really, really beneficial for, like, an everyday thing. And it doesn't have to be this huge 60 minute session. It can be a really quick, like, 5 minute box breath. Like, you inhale for 4, hold for 4, exhale for 4, hold for 4. And then the more that you do that as well, the more safety you will create in your body, the more safe you will feel in your body, the more parasympathetic you will be operating at. And then eventually, when you do get into these high states of stress or anxiety, sorry, my dog was just, like, chewing on a bone. I didn't know if you could hear that. Maybe we
can. No worries.
But yeah, what happens is, when you start to practice this downregulating breath work every single day, your body almost starts to recognize, okay, when I'm stressed, I need to breathe in through my nose and into the belly. And then it almost becomes like an automatic response that your body just does, right? So the downregulating breath work every single day, and then the upregulating breath work once a week.
I love that. And so I love that you gave the example also of the like daily practice of like breathing in for four, holding for four, breathing. I don't know how you said it. Repeat it, but I remember it's a square, but that one. But I was just wondering, yeah, if you could give us like that one, if you could repeat it one more time, and maybe like if there's another pattern that you really, really like, where just kind of, you know, those moments when you might be nervous or stressed, or you know, maybe in traffic, and like what are your favorite patterns?
Yeah, so that one's really easy to remember if you just think of a box. Right? It's in for four, hold for four, out for four, hold for four. Super simple. And it's really discreet too. So if you are feeling that panicky feeling, you can do it without anybody noticing. Another one that I really like is you breathe in and you hold, and then you take a sip, hold, and then and just let it out. That is like the quickest way to tap back into that parasympathetic. It was really weird when I came off of my anxiety medication. I had this really weird trigger of sitting at red lights for some reason. I do not know why. And that was one that I did when I was sitting at the red light, was I would breathe in, hold, sip, hold, and just let out with a sigh. And even just like being aware of your breath. So right now, as you're listening to this, are you breathing in and out through your mouth? Or are you breathing in and out through your nose, right? Switch that. If you are breathing out in and out through your mouth, that's a sympathetic way of breathing. Breathe in and out through your nose and breathe in and out through your belly, because that's the most parasympathetic way that we can be. So just breath awareness, I call it sipping breath. And then the box breath are like my three top favorite ones that are very discreet. And you can just do them every single day. And those, again, do not have to be a long thing. You can do those for 30 seconds and feel results. It's very quick.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing these patterns. I know that everyone who's listening is going to be so grateful for the reminder of like, oh yeah, how am I breathing? I'm listening to a podcast about breath work. Am I even breathing, or am I just holding my breath? Because it's so easy to hold your breath. And obviously for me right now, being pregnant, like breathing is something that's like even extra important, because I'm breathing for myself and I'm breathing for the baby. So like, I definitely don't hold my breath. But it's one of the things that they would be like repeating to us all the time. It's like, just make sure that you're breathing into your belly. And I'd be like, doesn't everyone do that at this point? But the truth is, no, not everyone does that. And yeah. So it's just wild. Also, I do want to say, I really miss the deeper breath work right now, because you're not supposed to do it when you're pregnant. And I'm like, I just can't wait, especially now that we're talking about it.
I know. It's almost like an addicting thing. Like when you have that energetic shift and you start to feel that spaciousness inside your body, you're like, I need more of that. Right. But that's where, you know, the down regulating, the everyday breath work is going to be really beneficial for you and other people on here that are pregnant. I think that it's very, very beneficial. And again, like it helps you in the long run create that automation in your body for when you do get stressed out. You're like, okay, just take a breath. I'm fine. It's okay.
Yeah. So I'm curious if you maybe have a story or some sort of like breakthrough that you would like to share from one of your experiences with deeper breath work, or even a client experience that was something really like wild, crazy, or something that could be like cool story to share.
Yeah. So I have one that's coming to mind. It's kind of a deep story, but I'll try and keep it as light as I can. So my grandfather, he passed away about 5 years ago, and I really struggled with it. We were very close. He was, you know, he was my papa. He was very close to me. And for a long time, I didn't feel like I really grieved that death. I didn't feel like I really grieved losing him. And so I did a breathwork activation with an intention to bring that up, because I felt something was just not complete. I didn't feel complete with that. And so as I was in my breathwork activation, it was probably about 40 minutes in. I did a 60-minute breathwork activation. 40 minutes in, I started getting these like looping thoughts of like, I wasn't there enough. And I don't feel like I was there enough. And you know how when you're younger, you love your grandparents, you love them so much, and you hang out with them. But then when you grow up, you're like, oh, I have friends, oh, I have this, right? So I struggled a lot with that. And I said, like, I could have been there more. And I just kept saying out loud, like I said, I'm sorry, I wasn't there. And it was almost like, it was just this weird, like, he was like sitting across from me feeling, and I was expressing all of this stuff to him. And I came out of the breathwork activation, and this is why integration is so important. I came out of it and I just spent the whole day crying. I was feeling really light. I was feeling like I released a lot, but I just cried and cried and cried for probably 6 hours after. And then that night I had a dream, and he came to me in my dream, and he held me and he said, it's okay. Like, I'm getting like goosebumps right now because I've never had this experience before, but he came to me and he said, it's okay. He was like, it's fine. And like, just the way that he was like expressing himself in my dream, I woke up and I felt this deep sense of like relief and this deep sense of like completion. And since then, I can think about it without feeling like I have to push it down, or without feeling like I can't grieve it. You know, it's almost like his memory is more alive now because I have allowed myself to go into that hurtful place or that painful place in order to release the negative stuff that I was holding on to. And like, it's so powerful because this was one 60-minute session that this happened in, right? And then it's just that was my biggest breakthrough with that. I got a lot of healing through his death through that.
Oh my gosh, that's such a beautiful story. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I think it just, I have no words.
A little bit,
I'm
of
just
a
so
story. Yeah, very powerful for sure.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing that. And I know that this is going to resonate with someone, with so many, because sometimes we cannot go back and change things, but we can change the feelings and the emotions and the associations with that and make ourselves free. And when we feel free, then the life that we create is completely different than the life that we create from feelings of shame and guilt and stress and anxiety. So I just feel like this is just such a beautiful, beautiful example for everyone. Okay.
Thank you for giving me that. Thank you for giving me that platform to share, because I think sometimes when people think of like breath work, they think, okay, what do you mean? Like breath work, but it's so powerful. And this is why I got into it, is because I've had lots of breakthroughs like that. That was just the first one, like the most recent one that I have experienced. But it's like, yeah, letting go of that guilt and letting go of that. It's almost like a shameful feeling, right? Like you can't change the past and you have regrets, and it's just releasing all of that and coming back home to yourself and feeling whole in that moment again. So I think, yeah, it's an amazing, amazing tool for anyone.
Yeah. I just had this like thought of like, you really, like we started talking about confidence, and the truth is we really cannot feel confident if we are holding deep shame or guilt. So I think this was like a literally full circle moment.
It was. And yeah. I agree with that. I think that, you know, when we hold these stories or we hold these feelings that, you know, I wasn't there enough. And so what story am I making about myself, that I'm not good enough, that I'm not a good person, that, you know, I'm not a good friend. And then it's like, all of these different aspects of lack of confidence is coming up in different relationships, or I feel like I have to overgive myself to people because I undergave myself to one person, right? And so it's all about having confidence and like self-trust in yourself to know that you're showing up exactly how you need to show up, and you're doing exactly what you need to be doing. And don't be so hard on yourself. And if you have shame or guilt, where is that coming from?
Mm.
Right.
Oh, mic drop.
And scene. <I'm just kidding.
laughs> Yes. So actually, speaking of which, I feel like we covered so much. And for anyone who wants to start breath work or was intrigued by it, now they must be hooked. Is there anything else that you would like to share that maybe we didn't get to or I forgot to ask?
I don't think so. I think the biggest thing with any healing journey, whether it is with the shame or the guilt or you're feeling not confident, is just have that willingness to look at it instead of pushing it down. Because the more that we push it down, and this is such a almost like stupid analogy at this point, but like the beach ball underwater, right? You push it down, it comes back up, it smacks you in the face. That's what it's going to do. You're going to have issues later on in life. So just have that willingness to sit with yourself and really deep dive into like why you're feeling this way, because there's a reason for everything. And so I think that there's so much power in healing. And yeah, like if you are curious about breathwork, you know, send me a message, ask anybody who does breathwork about breathwork, because it's such an amazing tool. And I think it's very, very overlooked.
Yes. Agreed. So Jessica, obviously now everyone is obsessed with you and they do want to know more. So where do they find you? Where do you hang out the most on the internet?
Yeah. So I'm only on Facebook right now. That might change by the time this episode drops. But I am on Facebook at the Jessica Riley. And then I also have a Facebook group. It's the Om Breathwork Community. And you can also go to my website, www.thejessicariley.com. And I'm on there as well. Yeah, I love the conversation. So I would love to connect with whoever wants to connect.
Perfect. We will definitely make sure to link all of those links in the description below, you guys, so it's very easy for you to check it out and find it. And then my final question that I actually ask, I would say, I want to say everyone, but I might have forgotten a few times. So I'm going to say almost everyone. Because we are on the Create Your Dream Life podcast, I'm actually curious, when you think of dream life, what does that mean to you? How does that look like to you? What is your vision of a dream life?
I love that question. I think that a dream life is anything that you feel like you're getting called towards. So when you close your eyes and you picture yourself even in 6 months from now, what does that version of yourself look like? And I think that that to me is a dream life. I am a huge believer in the co-creating with the universe. And if you are ever given an idea, a thought, or a vision of something, it's already yours. And so dream lives are actually your reality already. You just have to take the aligned action steps in order to get there.
Oh my gosh. I so much love everything that he just said. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for being here, sharing all of your wisdom. I am so excited for everyone to listen to this, and I'm going to talk to you later. Bye everyone.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved it, please let me know by leaving a short review here on the podcast app and take a screenshot of the episode and tag me on your Instagram stories at @xokdecker so that I can keep your favorite topics coming. And until next time, let's create your best life.